Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theater. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the Spotlight with Simone Herodin.
As always, it's great fun to catch up with Simone Herodin. And as we head towards Easter celebrations and fresh off the back of World Travel Market last week, where Artscape was part of the content partnership with the City of Cape Town, Simone has lots of exciting news to share with us and also catch us up with what is happening at the theatre. Simone, welcome and hello again.
Always great to be on Jet Setting with Janet, and how wonderful it was to see you at the World Travel Market last week when Artscape was part of the new partners of the six-pillar content partnership with the, sorry, it was the World Tourism Market, at the six-pillar content partnership with the City of Cape Town, the destination marketing unit.
Absolutely, Simone. And you know what the benefit of that is that you don't need to work so hard.
So the wonderful thing to is get that Artscape is going to get the benefit of all of that amazing collective spend. And maybe soon we'll see you on the cover of some international magazine in some exotic country talking to the world about Artscape.
I've always, Janet, wanted to be on the cover of Vogue. So there's a saying that you must dream and your dreams will come true.
Well, we are all rooting for you. You certainly cover girl material.
I think I also just want to recap the amazing week that we've had last week. Because this week we're going into a quiet week at Artscape because it is obviously the Easter weekend. And after the Easter weekend, we have to get not just the venue, but the entire cultural institution ready for the St. Oyster Fierce, which opens on the 30th of April. So Artscape, although Artscape is going to be quiet for the next 2 weeks, it's not going to be quiet behind the scenes as stages are being reset and the mechanics are being oiled, and a bit of lick of a paint here and a coat of a paint there to make the cultural institution a brand amazing venue for the St. Oyster Fierce that will be running from the 30th of April until the 4th of May. But we will speak about that in subsequent podcasts. But Janet, we had an amazing and absolutely amazing tribute for David Cramer. David Cramer has been in the industry for 40 years. And I just love the fact it was a brainchild of Alistair Isabel. And I just love the fact that Alistair Isabel stressed that we should give flowers to the living.
You know, I'm a great believer in that. We're on the same page there. And how wonderful to have a living legend in our midst.
Absolutely, 40 years. And he was celebrated with a host of VIPs in attendance, which included the executive mayor, Jordan Hill Lewis, the deputy mayor, the MEC of Cultural Affairs and Sport, which was Ricardo McKenzie. And then, for me, the pièce de résistance, or the cherry on top of the entire evening, besides the performances, was when, unbeknown to the audience, obviously we knew, but the audience didn't know, that the person who presented the Western Cape government's award to David Cramer was none other than the superstar Jonathan Butler.
Oh, my goodness. How special is that? I mean, that's like so much collateral in one room.
Absolutely special. It was an amazing evening listening to renditions of David Cramer's well-known musicals, which include, of course, District 6, the musical, Cat and the Kings. And also, I'm sure if everyone that's a bit older than 40 can remember that amazing advert of David Cramer in a Folksy bus and the ostrich. So that was also quite a pivotal, iconic moment within the production.
Amazing. How special would that have been? It's just phenomenal. And timing, perfect timing, because Jonathan Butler was here to collect his honorary doctorate. What a special moment. And then to be able to honor another fellow amazing human being, it's phenomenal. I'm so happy. So tell us, catch us up on all that has been happening.
Yes, and look, it's a celebration of sold out weeks because the production was sold out. It was one night only on Saturday, and then we had Jared Pillay with his Passion of the Curry, and I went to the performance on Friday evening, which was also the performance that his entire family decided to come and
My
support
goodness.
him. And I mean, you know, Janet, when an Indian family comes out to support, they come out to support. So
I
it was
know.
amazing that he ran for, he only ran for 4 days. He had two nights that were sold out. He had opening performers, comedians performing for him. One of them was the Energizer Funny from Mitchells Plain, Lungatsuka. That's
Oh,
also well known.
amazing.
And for those who are not too au fait with who Jared Pillay is, he's a up and coming comedian. And last year he won the Jive Funny Championships, which is one of the most prestigious comedic awards in South Africa. He's also had standing ovations when he performed at the National Arts Festival last year as well. And you know what I love, Janet, is that Passion of the Curry. It's by a South African Indian, Jared Pillay. And he obviously jokes about the fact that he has a Western name as Jared and not a name like Sunny,
Yes.
you know, or whatever other Indian name there is, which is actually very interesting. But one would think that because it's an Indian comedian focusing on Indian culture and his life. As an Indian man, now an Indian young man, that the cast would just be Indian. But he's got an amazing following from all races, you know, from all persuasions, from all ages. There were whites and coloreds and blacks. And I mean, we obviously hate putting people in the racial boxes,
Into categories, yes.
but it's pertinent to mention the fact that as South Africans, we are really coalescing as the Rainbow Nation that Tata Madiba and Archbishop Tutu wanted us to be. And this is what, to me, per my personal experience, what I saw from Passion of the Curry, that we coalesced as one race and one South Africa, and everybody could identify with the jokes, even though it was based on a specific culture.
Amazing. I love that. I love that, you know, that generation of young people just see creativity. There's no silos. It's just free interaction. So that was wonderful. It's a celebration of humanity.
Absolutely. And then
Wonderful.
we're still paying tribute, but last week we started paying tribute to the late Ethel Fugard. Everybody should know who Ethel Fugard is. In many, he's one of some, there are some people within the international literary world that actually places him as second to Shakespeare. I mean, isn't that an amazing accolade to have?
Absolutely, absolutely. My goodness, our own local African Shakespeare. And he certainly has
Absolutely.
enough collateral to stand head and shoulders with the greats of the greats that have gone
Yeah.
before.
So last week we had up to 3,000 young South Africans, grade 12, seeing their set to a production, My Children, My Africa, of Ethel Fugard actually come to life. And they actually gave the actors a standing ovation for their brilliant portrayal of the production. And then running concurrently with that, in the evening on the same days, is the other grade 12 set work, Hamlet by William Shakespeare, in which the question is posed, the very well-known question, to be or not to be, that is the question. So not just is Artscape a home for the icons, including David Cromer, Ethel Fugard, and the up-and-coming comedians such as Jared Pillay. It's also there for our youth and also for them to experience theatre, the books that they read actually coming alive on the theatre stage.
That is phenomenal, and it really is a home for all, Artscape. It's so inclusive, so phenomenal, really very, very special. I'm so happy to see the kind of diversity that we're seeing in the productions.
So that is what has been happening at Artscape the past few days and the past few weeks. We have already touched on the six polo content partnership that we have with the City of Cape Town. That's obviously led by the Destination Marketing Unit that falls under the purview of MMC for Economic and Tourism, Alderman James Vos. And Janet, I have to mention as well that as this podcast is going out soon, that we have to talk about the freebie that we are offering patrons tomorrow.
Please do tell.
Yes. So tomorrow afternoon, lunchtime, it's lunchtime, it's time for lunchtime concerts again at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday, the 15th, in the Chandelier Foyer. Artscape is presenting its sought after lunchtime concerts these days, because these days people clamor and ask before the time when's the next one, because it's become so exciting. And it is in collaboration with Cape Town Opera, who will be performing excerpts of their upcoming opera Aida, that's coming up in May. And I have believe that the cast for Aida is close on to 100. It's going to be one of the biggest and lavish operas that we have not seen in South Africa, for that matter, for quite a long time. The last time that Aida was performed was circa 2000, 2003, with Virginia Davids. Virginia Davids was obviously the first person of color that performed in the opera, on the opera stage, in the 80s and 90s. But so tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, you can bring your lunch. It's one of those rare occasions where you can actually sit and munch on lunch and watch the opera. There are teas and coffees on sale, as well as for those who don't have to go back to the office, they can buy something a little bit stronger. But come and enjoy the free lunchtime concert.
What a treat in that beautiful building and a free concert. This amazing weather, we're starting to see the change in the seasons. And what a wonderful way to warm up the soul, Simone. But come and enjoy that free concert at the Artscape Theatre.
Absolutely. So that's what's been happening and what is happening at Artscape for the past few days and this week.
Wonderful. We will catch up with you next week to hear more about what we can expect for the future. The week forthcoming. Thank you, Simone. As always,
Thank you, Janet.
very uplifting to chat to you, and we look forward to chatting again next week.
Always. Thank you.